Well, now, once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you for once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And before we begin, we will remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And as well, once again, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. You see, in that meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness, you have the opportunity to experience and to obtain, if you wish, the knowledge that you seek. You see, the answers that you are searching for are not written down in a book. You will not find it by listening to some type of lecture, or indeed by interacting with an entity such as ourselves, who have never existed in your vibrational level, to expect that we somehow have access to knowledge that's not available to each of you is to accept that we are somehow superior to what each of you are. And it's really not that case. You see, you simply choose to hide from that understanding of who and what you truly are. You choose to put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of veil, that energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state, and again, indeed, in various levels of your consciousness. However, it is possible for you to go within inside. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. Learn to go within inside, to alter your consciousness while maintaining aware of what it is that you are experiencing, to go with inside. You see, you, even in those altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, if you're attempting to enter what you call a deep meditative state, even in that state, you maintain this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, even though it may not be seemingly as extreme, if you would, as what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Nonetheless, it continues to exist. And in that whole state of consciousness, many times, you can get a glimpse of what it's like to experience a reality without the limitations of the time and space that you put upon in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, even in that altered state of consciousness, you continue to be influenced by this electromagnetic type of energy that you agree to put in place, that you agree as a human consciousness belief system to sustain and to maintain throughout all levels of your consciousness. And so in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, when you're attempting to perhaps experience a connection with that spark of consciousness with you, that you are, with that unconditional love that you are, with that oneness that you are, when you attempt to have that experience, you continuously put in place these limitations, these realities that limit your capacity to have that experience. And so you enter into that meditative state, and you're attempting to have an experience, and suddenly you are experiencing this alternate reality. And it can be very inviting, and it can be seemingly something that may be perhaps another lifetime. It may be a different reality from what you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Nonetheless, it can be very attractive. And you have a tendency, many times, to dwell there, to maintain in that state. And consequently, once again, because of your choice to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil, it's difficult for you to get past those creations that you're creating and experiencing, even in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state. Many individuals like to go into what you would refer to as a guided meditation. And we're not suggesting for an instant that that can't be very beneficial. If it's a guided meditation taking you to experience what it is that you desire to experience, then it absolutely can be very beneficial. However, if you're choosing to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are, then it becomes very difficult. Because once again, you put in place these realities that limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And then once again, as well, it's an experience that you can have in your altered state of consciousness. You can maintain awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, and you can experience that emotion or that feeling. And when you experience that, you begin to understand why it can't be written down. You begin to understand why it can't come through some type of a lecture in the form of an explanation. It's an experience. You see, you typically have numerous experiences that you label so that other individuals can get some type of a concept of what it is that you're experiencing. For example, you may suffer some type of injury. And so you say that you're experiencing pain. Oh, now I know what that is. I know what pain is. And so not only do you experience pain, but you go through all types of descriptions for the type of pain that you're experiencing to attempt to give another individual the understanding of what it is that you're experiencing. But are you ever sure that what you experience as pain is what another experiences as pain? You see, you understand absolutely that it's the result of you experiencing injury and that it can be a very undesirable type of feeling. But are you certain that what you experience, that the feeling that you are experiencing is identical to the experience that another individual is feeling? And so it is when you come in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are, when you go with inside and you put aside all of the distractions, and you put aside the distractions, and you go deeper and deeper, eventually you can come to get a glimpse of that emotion and feeling, that understanding of who and what you truly are. Typically there is, when you grasp that understanding, an awareness of the difficulty that it is to give an explanation. And many times you will reduce to tears, to emotions that are very beneficial, if you would, in allowing you to understand the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. You get a glimpse of the illusionary reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And you can bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state that understanding. But with it comes as well the understanding of how it's an experience that one is possible for others to experience, but for which you have no explanation that even comes close to giving an accurate description of what it is that you experience, what you feel, the emotions connected to that understanding of who and what you truly are. The answers are within inside each of you. To expect that some entity such as ourselves, who has never existed within your vibrational level, somehow has access to information that's not available to each of you, that somehow has access to the understanding of your reality, is simply not a valid concept. You see, you create your reality. When we enter into your vibrational level, when we interact with our friend Elias, we're simply expressing to you that which you desire to hear. Many individuals are many times quite surprised to realize that the question that they had has been answered without their asking the question. It's simply because we're simply expressing to you that which you desire to hear. It's information that's contained within each of you. We interact with our friend Elias for the opportunity of experiencing the emotions and feelings that he experiences through this interaction. And in return, we attempt to give him a glimpse of this illusionary reality that you exist in. Each of you have the answers with inside. Go with inside. Alter your consciousness while maintaining aware of what it is that you're experiencing. And in that altered state of consciousness, continuously put aside those distractions, those seemingly desirable realities that you can experience in that altered state of consciousness. Put them aside with the intent that you would go deeper while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. And once again, when you get a glimpse of the understanding, when you become overwhelmed with that experience, you will know. You will know. You will have a glimpse of what it is that you hide from, that you choose to limit your capacity to understand in your awakened consciousness state. It's available to each of you. You have but to believe, you have but to desire, and you have but to have the expectation and go with inside. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Anyone?
I got one.
Okay.
What if you could explain the vibration or the dimension that you're speaking from?
Time and space do not exist. We exist within the same time and same space that each of you exist in. There is no such thing as time and space. To suggest that we speak from some vibration that's different from what you are experiencing is simply not so. You experience your reality, your so-called vibrational level, because you choose to put in place the limitations of understanding that time and space are illusionary. All of the so-called vibrations, if you wish, and we utilize the terminology of vibration simply because it's a term that each of you can identify with, if you would. You can call it a level, you can call it a plane of existence. It really doesn't matter the terminology that you utilize. However, it exists within the same time and same space. We're not somewhere else. It's like you understand that there exists within your Earth's atmosphere, literally, billions, if you would, of various types of frequencies. And you have the capacity, depending upon the particular apparatus that you're utilizing, to tap into one of those frequencies while eliminating all the rest. The limitless amount, almost, of these so-called frequencies, radio frequencies or television frequencies or whatever terminology you like to attach them. These frequencies all exist in the same time and same space in your Earth's atmosphere, and yet you have the capacity to tap into one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. That's a very good analogy of the so-called existences of planes of existence, if you would, or vibrational levels that exist within the same time and same space. You simply choose to limit your capacity to tap into others, particularly while you're in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed, to a certain extent, through all levels of consciousness that you exist in. Although it is possible, as we have suggested for you, to tap into, to get a glimpse of that limitlessness. But nonetheless, we exist in a vibrational level, if you wish, or in a plane of existence that's in the same vibrational level, exists within the same time and space, if you wish, as what all of your realities existing, in which all of your incarnational periods existing, which in all of the multidimensional personalities that each of you are existing. You simply choose to tap into a different frequency, if you would, a different vibrational level. But we are not like somewhere in some distant, far-off place. Ironically, neither are all of your so-called incarnational periods. They exist within the same time and same space. You are a multidimensional personality. You choose to tap into and be aware of this particular awakened consciousness state. It becomes difficult for you to grasp the concept that you as this multidimensional personality are also existing in a multitude of so-called incarnational periods, because time and space are illusionary. They don't exist. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your altered states of consciousness. When you're in a very deep meditative state, it's possible for you to experience your so-called other lifetimes. It's possible for you to tap into those other frequencies if you wish, to understand and to experience those other frequencies. Our friend Elias, many times in this altered state of consciousness that we're involved in, is involved in those so-called other incarnational periods. And if you were to ask him, and if he were to be forthcoming, which may be quite doubtful in so-called awakened consciousness state, he may suggest to you that those other so-called altered states of consciousness, those other vibrational levels, those other realities, other lifetimes, many times, are much more attractive than the lifetime that he exists in this so-called incarnational period. And so we exist in the same time and same space, if you would. We simply choose to tap into a different vibrational level. You choose to tap into a different vibrational level, similar to the radio frequencies, once again, that exist within your Earth's atmosphere, and you choose to tap into one while eliminating all the rest that are occupying the same time and same space. They're not in a different place. You simply choose to tap into one. Ironically, in this multidimensional personality that you are, in other parts of your personality, you tap into many other realities as well. You simply are not aware in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. It's very much how I see how it works. Thank you very much. Josiah, if I may, we'll go ahead, Kim.
Kim, you're muted. You're muted, Kim.
There, now I'm unmuted. What can you tell us about the source of consciousness?
You, each of you, have various levels of consciousness. In your awakened consciousness state, you have a difficulty understanding the multidimensional personality that you are. On your other levels of consciousness, in your between incarnational states in particular, you get a glimpse of the understanding of the limitlessness of this reality that you exist in. Now, it becomes difficult to give an explanation because you believe in time and space. You believe that you die, for example, and you're in this other level of consciousness, and then you decide whether or not you're going to reincarnate. And so it becomes difficult to give an accurate explanation because many times it doesn't fall within your belief systems in this concept of time and space, which really don't exist. In that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, and by the way, when you die, you don't really die. You alter your consciousness one step beyond what we would refer to as a very deep dream state. And so you go into what we would refer to as a between incarnational state. Now, again, it becomes difficult because that gives the impression that you must terminate this particular incarnational period before you can experience another incarnational period, and it's not really that way. The reality that you experience is altering consciously, continuously, and that becomes difficult to grasp. It becomes difficult for you to grasp this understanding that you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. It becomes difficult because of your belief in time and space. It's like, well, I know what I did yesterday. Well, do you really know what you did yesterday? Or what you did and you believe that you did yesterday doesn't really exist. simply something that you believe in your awakened consciousness state. It gives validation to your belief in time and space. One of the most difficult concepts for you to step outside of is your belief in time and space. Is your belief that certain things are set and are very difficult for you to alter because they have occurred in your so-called past. What's even more difficult for you to grasp is that your consciousness alters your past as readily as your future. That becomes difficult for you to grasp. It becomes difficult for you to grasp this understanding that you are a multidimensional personality and you are existing in other incarnational periods in the now. It's all in the now. You can't exist outside of the now. Even if to attempt to give you an explanation of your belief in time and space involves utilization of terminology that refers to time and space. For the now example, well, what's the now? The now is between your so-called past and your future. That's now. Well, that's not true. Now is combination of everything. Go with inside. When you get a glimpse of that understanding, then you get a glimpse once again of the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. In your awakened consciousness state, you put in place this electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And it's very difficult for you to step outside of that particular belief and belief system. You have agreed when you entered into this vibrational level to perpetuate and to, as a human consciousness, maintain that belief in time and space. And so when you're in an awakened consciousness state, it's difficult for you to experience a reality that's not based upon your belief in time and space. In your altered states of consciousness, however, you can get glimpses of existing outside of time and space. In a meditative state, for example, you can experience various activities that you realize span, in terms of you once again, your belief in time and space, a much greater expanse of time than what you actually have committed to your so-called meditative state. You get a glimpse of that. You can, for example, and to use an analogy, you can enter into a theater and you can experience various activities on the screen that pass a far greater time than what you have actually committed in your so-called awakened consciousness state to being applied to that particular experience. You get a glimpse, and it can seem quite real. Well, in your consciousness state, in your awakened consciousness state, it becomes very difficult for you to step outside because you have agreed. We have suggested that if you were to maintain in your awakened consciousness state this understanding of consciousness, of all of the levels of consciousness, of all of the particular realities and creations that you're involved in, you would not exist in this vibrational level. You would not stay in this vibrational level. So you choose to put in the limitations. You choose to believe in time and space. You choose to believe that there are these various levels of consciousness that are not available to each of you in your so-called existence in this vibrational level. What becomes even more difficult for you to accept is the concept that your consciousness, for lack of a better terminology, this oneness that you are, exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. Consider that for a moment. You are one. You exist in the consciousness of every other individual existing within this vibrational level, and yet you are all separate. And therein lies the difficulty of an explanation, but rather can be an experience. You are one. When there is an event occurring on the other side of your earth, regardless of whether or not you're aware, at some level of your consciousness, you are absolutely aware. It's an illusion. You see, it's an illusion, and yet you are individuals. You like to look at various events that occur around the world, and you like to group it together. For example, right now you have some conflicts occurring on your so-called other side of your particular Earth's atmosphere that you would look upon as being a very terrible type of interaction between individuals. Such a terrible conflict that's occurring, which you label as being some type of a war or an interaction between two groups of people. And yet it's all individuals. Each individual involved in that activity is experiencing their reality. It's not one, and yet it's not separate. Each individual is having their own experience. And it becomes very difficult to accept as well that each individual is creating the reality to validate the belief and belief systems that they hold. And each individual is having that experience because it's based upon their choices and decisions. And ironically, for some individuals, even in that catastrophe, there are certain feelings and emotions that you would, in your awakened consciousness state, view as being positive. And some that you would view as being negative. But it's all individuals, and yet it's all one. So your consciousness is one, and yet it's an individual. It defies an explanation. Go with inside. But it can be very beneficial to understand that when there's such a conflict, or indeed the exact opposite, what you would refer to as being a very desirable occurrence, that each individual involved in that particular activity is having their own experience, their own separate experience, even though it is one. Even if it's what you might refer to as being a very positive type of overall reality creation process, there could be people involved in that particular experience that don't view it as being necessarily positive, but are having some very, what you might refer to as negative experiences, based upon their beliefs, based upon their choices and decisions. You are one, and yet you are indeed individuals, each experiencing, each involved, even to the extent that you may not be aware of that involvement. You are one. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. And so at some level of your consciousness, you are aware. You are participating. Does that answer your question?
Well, some things are beyond language. I have experienced what I call the Love Supreme, which was one of those indescribable events in my life, and it's changed a lot for me. So I just thought I'd ask.
When you experience that understanding of unconditional love, when you go with inside and get a glimpse of the limitlessness of that experience of unconditional love, it will undoubtedly change your perception of what this reality is about. And you begin to get a glimpse of the understanding as well of how you are connected to IH. And you are connected as well to your universe. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that IH of you were involved in the creation of. It's an illusion that IH of you change constantly at some level of your consciousness.
Good question, Kim. Tom, did you have a question?
I maybe just wanted to confirm, perhaps, Josiah, is why are we actually here then? Is it in itself?
You are here. Is it? You are here, and it's very simple. You're here to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. You see, when you understand that you create the reality, then you understand as well that the illusions are not real. And we've used the analogy again that it's like when you go into a theater And you can experience all types of emotions and feelings as a result of what it is that you are seeing portrayed upon the screen. But you understand that that is simply a projection of someone else's production of what it is they wish to have you experience. And you understand as well that it's simply a trick of lights, that it's not real. But when you leave that theater and you walk back out into the reality and you experience the limitations of your physical being, oh, now that's real. That's real. And so consequently, the emotions and feelings that you experience outside of that theater, you believe to be much more intense and much more real than what it is that you experience while you're in that theater. And so that's why you exist in this vibrational level, to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And once again, in your so-called level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there's no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, but a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, a rejoicing in that creation process. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you desire, that you rather judge whether or not it's a desirable or less than desirable reality. At the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. You rejoice in the creation process. You rejoice in the experience of those intense range of emotions and feelings, whether they, once again, in your awakened consciousness state, you view as being positive or negative. But you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that's only possible for you to experience when you believe you're not in control. When you begin to understand that you're in control, and it becomes very difficult, because once again, you put in place that limitation. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of veil. But when you can get a glimpse of the understanding, then you begin to lose, not only many times, that intense range of emotions and feelings, you tend as well to lose fear. You tend as well to understand the feeling of self-love and of love for others. You begin to get a glimpse more of who and what you truly are. Each of you can have that, absolutely. But you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. You're not put here by some entity or by some being or by some master mind, if you wish, that has subjected you to some type of this conscious experience. You choose to put in place the limitations. You choose in your awakened consciousness state to believe that this is real, because it gives you that capacity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And ironically, when you begin to understand and you begin to have the capacity to manipulate the reality, once again, you begin to lose many times those intense ranges of fear. And consequently as well, the intense ranges of emotions at all ends of the spectrum. Because you begin to understand the illusionary process of it all, and that you have the capacity to change it. What is there to fear when you understand that you can't lose, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are? And so you lose fear. And once again as well, many times, you lose the other end of the spectrum as well. So you choose to exist in this vibrational level. We have suggested we have never existed in your vibrational level, and we have no desire to experience it. We can't understand why one would attempt to experience this. We are quite comfortable and quite satisfactory being involved in our interaction with our friend Elias, which we have in your so-called belief in time and space, experienced in many of your other so-called incarnational periods in what you might refer to as your past lifetimes, or indeed your future lifetimes, where we interact with our friend Elias in the now. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Well, now, it is once again been a very enjoyable afternoon, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you and express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you, should you choose to interact, we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. You have but to express the intent. For we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.